Okay, Bezras Hashem Yisparach. Today's daf is Tzadi Aleph in Maseches Pesachim. Our daf is going to talk about those individuals who are exempt from Pesach Sheni and those who are chayiv on Pesach Sheni. We're then going to discuss the unique status of a yachid, whether a yachid could bring a Korban Pesach. And then on Tzadi Aleph on the Beis, we're going to discuss the status of an Isha on Korban Pesach. We're going to have three different shittas in the Tanoim. Let's begin the last word on Tzadi on the Beis, Ha'oinen. Ha'oinen v'hamefakeach es hagal. An onen that has meis mutal b'fanav, so the halacha is that he's potter from mitzvahs. We'll see in a moment what that has to do with Korban Pesach. V'hamefakeach es hagal is someone who's searching for a dead body. Now, in both of those cases, we're not sure if the individual is going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. And here, the question is whether they are considered chayiv in the Pesach Sheni. We'll see shortly. Also, someone who is promised that he'd be freed from prison, that they're able to eat a kezayis, you could shech them, you could have them bring the Korban Pesach. Why? So the onen, if he wasn't yet metame himself to the mace, he's capable of bringing the Korban. Mifakeach es hagal is someone who's searching for a body. We're not sure if the person is alive or the person is dead. So shochtin alav, says Rashi, demikol mokom odenu becheskes tahara. This person is becheskes tahara. We don't know that the individual came in touch with the dead body. What about onen? So onen, aside from the question of whether he's come in touch with the body, the onen nami luor chazi. The onen could also have the Korban Pesach. Why? Because an onen is considered onen min haTorah only during the day and not at night. So since the fellow is an onen on Yudalit, he's considered roi the Korban Pesach, and memela, the halacha is that one could shech the Korban Pesach on his behalf. However, we're going to discuss shortly that there are some opinions who say that a Korban Pesach could be brought by a Yachid, but if the fellow is an Onen or Mefakeach es Hagal, so then you can't. Why? Shema Yaviu es HaPesach L'Dei Psul, because we're afraid the Pesach is going to come L'Dei Psul. The concern by Onen and Mefakeach Hagal is the same over here. The concern is that they will come in contact with the mace, and therefore they're going to be pasul. So then the Korban Pesach will be mevi l'dei psul. L'fichach, im ira behen psul, p'turim elasas pesach sheni. And now we learn that if a psul happens to them, so then they're potter from pesach sheni. In other words, if b'shashchit, the Rashi explains, libra maschul l'fichach, they were ro'oi, and there was rikas hadam, and then they became pasul. So then in such a case, then they're potter from Pesach Sheni, because a Korban Pesach was brought for them when they were ra'ui, and therefore they were yotzei. Chutz, mina mefakeach begal shu tamei mitchilaso. If you have someone's mefakeach agal, and it turns out, Rashi adds, that the mace was tachtov, so he was mahil on the mace, so then in such a case, he was potter, he can't bring the Korban Pesach Rishon, so then in such a case, he'll bring Korban Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, 8 lines from the top, and Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph, Amar Rabba Barhun Am Rabbi Yechanan, Lo Yishanu El Beis HaSurim De Akim. When did we learn that someone who's trapped in a Beis HaSurim, that the halacha is that you can't be shochet for them Bifnei Atzmon? Right, that's what Rashi adds. That's only if they're in a goyish prison that won't let them out. But a beis Yisrael of a Jews, you can. Of course, they will let him go if he's in jail. Yeah, they won't allow for such an avla that he won't be able to bring the Korban Pesach. The Mefarshim discuss what type of jail we're talking about. This is an interesting Hashkafic question in general. What is the Jewish prison system? When do you put somebody in prison? So some Mefarshim say that we're talking about a case of someone who didn't do a mitzvah saseh, that we were forcing him to do a mitzvah saseh, or someone who didn't pay his taxes. Either way, there isn't an, they would let a person go out to do the Karban Pesach. So Sheris Yisrael Yasu Avla, very, very different penal system that we have. Lo Yidabru Chazav. Amar of Chizda. Hada Amr Beis Asurin De Akum. This that we said, that a Beis Asurin De Akum, they won't let them go, and therefore they stuck. Lo, and therefore he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, he'll only bring Pesach Sheni. Lo Amoran El Chutz L'Chomas Pagi, Beis Pagi. It's only by the place that's on the edge of Yerushalayim, something like near what we would call, what today they refer to as the edge of Yerushalayim as Motza. So once upon a time, it was referred to as Beis Pagi. And if they're going to, if they're in a Beis Asurin, so then in such a case, then the Beis Pagi would be still considered viable. How? Because you could bring the Karban Pesach to him in Yerushalayim, because Beis Pagi is considered have halachically part of Yerushalayim. Avol lefnim mechomas Beis Pagi shochnalav mefnei atzmo. My timer after shir dematir alei va'achalei. He could bring the Karban Pesach to him and he could eat it. So that would be the suggestion. We learned in our Mishnah lefichach im irubem psul. So if they the carbon had a psul that took place to it, so then in such a case pturim milasas Pesach sheni. Says Gemara, Amar Rabba Baruch Hanam Rabbi Yechon, Lo Yishanu El Gal Agul. When did we learn this halacha? That's only in a circular gal. Aval gal aroch poter milasos Pesach Sheni. But if it was a long gal, so we don't even know, even if a body was found. In other words, you start out with two sveikos. One is, will you find the person alive or person dead when you have mefakeach es hagal? But if you have a long pile, even if you find the person dead, the person who is mefakeach es hagal might not necessarily come in contact with the mace. Avagal aruch poter milasas pesach sheni. Because we never, even if he finds the person dead, we don't know if he ever became tamei, so he's potter from Pesach Sheni. In order to be chayiv in Pesach Sheni, we need to know for sure that you were tamei. Rashi points out that this is a sugya that you guys did on Peches Amud Beis. On Peches Amud Beis, you had the Gemara 10 lines from the bottom. Chamisha shenisarvu oros pischeim zebezeh. You had 5 people who had the hides that were mixed up with each other. And it turns out one of them had a psul. So the halacha is kulon yatzin lebeis hasreifa. The Gemara says on tzadi chesam pechesam beis upturim melasas pesach sheni. So they're exempt from pesach sheni. So you have to know for sure that the guy didn't bring the carbon pesach and couldn't bring the carbon pesach. But what if you have a suffix of whether he was able to bring Karban Pesach? So in such a case, he's still going to be chayv. So potter milasas Pesach Sheni. So this fellow, we don't know that he became tameh, because we don't know if he was mahil, because the gal was aroch. So then in such a case, then he won't bring it if it turns out the fellow is dead, the Pesach Rishon, because he's suffik tameh, but he's also not going to bring a Pesach Sheni, because he wasn't a vadaitar. Maybe he was tar b'shchas shchita. Tanim nami hachin. Second wide larnim shim b'noy shor b'yechem b'breik larnim mefakeach begal. Itim potter, itim chayiv. If you're mefakeach begal, it turns out there was someone dead. There are times that you're chayiv and times that you're potter. That what? Itim chayiv. There are times you're going to be chayiv. Ketsa gal agul v'nimtzas tuma tachtov chayiv. Gal aroch v'nimtzas tuma tachtov potter. Ematar haya b'shchas shchita. That he might have been tar b'shchas shchita, and therefore he's not going to bring the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah continues, Ein shechtin es ha-pesach ala yachid. We don't shecht the Karban Pesach on a yachid. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. In other words, one person cannot bring the entire Karban Pesach. Rashi points out, Taimi Yalef B'Gemar, we're about to explain. Rebbe Yossi matir, fafilu chabur shomeya, shein yichon lechol, kizai sein shechtin alem. Rebbe Yossi says that it's not dependent on numbers. In other words, if you have one person who can eat the whole Karban Pesach, then that's great. If you have 100 people and you can't have each one eat the kezayis, then that's not good. So Rabbi Yossi is saying it's not dependent on 1 or 100. It's dependent on, as Rashi explains, on whether each person will be able to eat a kezayis. Now, if you're one person that won't be able to eat the whole Karban Pesach, that will also be a problem. But if you can, so then that's fine according to Rabbi Yossi. Ve'in oisin chaburas nashim avodim ketanim. And you don't make a chabura nashim avodim ketanim. We'll discuss in our Gemara exactly how and why. We're going to focus now
on this machlokus Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. Could you have a carbon Pesach for one person? Tan Rabbanim, minayin shein shochlin es haPesach al yachid, tamal loymar lo suchlu zavach es haPesach be'echad. So this is an interesting drasha. The pasuk says lo suchlu zavach es haPesach b'achad shorecha sher Hashem lokecha nosein lach. But interestingly, Rabbi Yehuda puts a full stop be'echad. Lo suchlu zavach es haPesach be'echad. The pashup shah and the pasuk is b'achad shorecha. You can't shecht the carbon Pesach in Stam any place. You got to shecht in the Beis Hamikdash. But Rabbi Yehuda Darshin's Bechad, not at one person. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yachid v'yachal achlan, shachtun alach. That if you have one who can eat it, you can. Asar v'enichon lachlan, ain't shachtun alayim, as we mentioned in our Mishnah. The Gemara says that this drasha is a beautiful drasha, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara has no problem with Pshuto Shel Mikra over here. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, hay bechad my oved leh. Rabbi Yossi, what are you going to do? Losuch ha'zvach bechad. You can't bring the carbon Pesach be'echad. So he needs it for Reb Shimon. The sign of Reb Shimon Emer. Minayin lezaveach es haPesach b'bomas yochid. Entirely different halacha. In a case of where you have someone who built a boma in his backyard, b'shas iser bomas, when we already came to Menucha v'nachala to Yerushalayim, when bomas became aser, shehu b'lo saseh. How do we know he violates lo saseh? Lo suchal esbach es haPesach pachad sharecha. Maybe the pashup shot. Yochal af b'shas heter bomas came. But here we have an expansion. It's aser to do it b'shas iser bamos. What about b'shas heter bamos? Then it's saying tam lomar be'echad sharecha lo amru ela b'shas shekoyson nichnasim b'sharechad. So he also darshins the pasuk that be'echad sharecha means that when all of Klal Yisrael goes into one shar, what's that one shar? The shar of Yerushalayim. And therefore, if all of Klal Yisrael is not because there isn't Nachla u'menucha in Yerushalayim. So then in such a case, the halacha would be that you could bring it. V'rebi. Yehuda. Hai minole. How does he know it? So he says, Tarte Shamasme. He learns it from both of them. Tarte Shamasme. He learns it from both. He makes both drashos from that one pasuk. Rabbi Yossi. Mimai de lahachi kamar, Rabbi Shimon. Dilma kidikam, Rabbi Yehuda udasa. Amelecha lo sakadach dochsiv ish lefiach lo. So we need the pasuk of Ish Lefli Achlo tells us beferish that the halacha is that one person could bring it, and therefore he could darshan the pasuk how he would like, because he already has the pasuk of Ish Lefli Achlo telling you that one person can bring it. So that's going to be the makar for Rabbi Yossi, and therefore he has no problem of how to darshan the pasuk. He will not agree with how Rabbi Yehuda darshans it, because he has another pasuk, Ish Lefli Achlo, telling you beferish that one person can bring it. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom. Rami le Rav Ukva bar Chinana mi Parishna le Rava. Rav Ukva from Parishna asked Rava, mi am Rabbi Yehuda ain't shechnes haPesach al yachid? Do Rabbi Yehuda really say that you can't bring the if you're a yachid? Ureminu isha berishon, a woman alone by herself, shochten ala b'fnei atzma, she herself, a woman could even bring the karm Pesach by herself. Ubisheni osanasa tfeila l'acherim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the Rishon she could bring herself. Sheni is only dependent on whether there are others. The Gemara is going to flesh out a few shitas that a woman on Pesach Sheni, according to many, could only bring if she's tefela l'acher. But we have over here the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that on the carbon Rishon, there she could bring him entirely herself. Now, if she could bring by herself, certainly her husband could bring by himself. No. Ela'ema bifnei atzman. It's no kasha on Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, excuse me, but rather he's going to learn that they can't bring by themselves. In other words, he's going to be of the opinion that says that women cannot bring a Karm Pesach alone. It needs to be a Karm Pesach that has men as well. Says Gemara, Amar Lei, mi avdinin chabura shekula nashim. But wait a second. Do you have a chabura? In other words, again, the Gemara's teretz was that she was with a bunch of women. And then in such a case, it's going to be okay. Says Gemara, Amar Lei, mi avdinin chabura shekula nashim. But you assuming that you could have a chabura just of women? Vatnan. But what about our Mishnah, the last line? Einosin chaburas nashim vavonim k'tanim. My love, nashim l'chudai v'avodam l'chadai v'aktanim l'chudai. It sounds like you can't have chaburas of women, you can't have chaburas of slaves, and you can't have chaburas of children. Amalei lo, no, that's not what the right way to read our Mishnah. Nashim avodim k'tanim, nashim avodim mishum tiflus. You can't have nashim and avodim together because Tiflus. Tiflus, Rashi translates, Avera. They might come to do Avera. It's because the Avadim tended to be licentious. And, Ketanim v'Avadim Yishu Pritzusa, the Avadim, again, it's probably the Avadim's fault, the Avadim were choshesh for Mishkav Zachar. They would abuse the children, as we discussed in Hilchos Yichud, that these have implications even today. And we pointed out in our Hilchos Yichud shir on Shabbos that this is a source in Halacha, the Isser, whenever there's a chshash of Mishkav Zachar, there's also an Isser Yichud, and that would be a makar, if Chas v'Chalila, anybody, there was a chshash that they would do an Avera, it's Aser for them to be Miyached, and therefore certainly Kal v'Chomer, be Aser to appoint them to any teaching positions. Yes?
Can you just ask the question of Nashim L'Chudahim, like by themselves? So now we're answering them, no.
Right. Nashim by themselves are going to be Mutter. But the only, when our Mishnah said Nashim V'Avadim, it meant Nashim with Avadim.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. Says Gemara in the top line, so now let's analyze the Sugya V'Isha for Karmen Pesach. Three different shitas, Tanoim, Gufa, Isha, Berisha, and Shechtun, Allah, Bifneatz, V'Shen, Yosef, Satvel, Acher. That's the Yeshita that we mentioned earlier. Divre Rabbi Yehuda, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who says that they could bring for themselves on a carbon, on Rishon, but not on Sheni. Sheni, they have to be Tfeler. B'yasi, I'm Isha, B'sheni, Shechtun, Allah, Bifneatz, V'Ein, Tzachlam, Rishon. B'yasi says, no, what would be the Svar, B'machalik, between the first and the second? And therefore, even on the second, she could bring a carbon Pesach, Sheni, by herself. Rabbi Shimon, Eimer, Isha Barishan Oisnoisatfela Khaim Bashani ain't Shachnala Kol Ikar. Shimon says she can only be along with men, and on the Shani, she doesn't bring it all. So what's going on over here? Bemaika Miflugi. Rebbe Yehuda Savar Michsas Nefashas. The Pasuk says, Bemichsas Nefashas Toichoisu Alaseh. Fafilu Nashim, Michsas Nefashas, emphasis of Nefashas, plural Nefashas, is coming to include even women. V'chitame Iyach Efil B'sheni Na'ami, but if you're going to say maybe then also in the second, Ksiv Cheto Yisaha Ishahu. When it comes to the Karban Pesach, Sheni, when he brings the Karban Pesach, he's no say is Chet, and it says, this man, Ish in Ishaloi. So the Karban Pesach Sheni, the parish is talking to men, not talking about women. V'chitame Iyachi. So if you say it's not talking about women, Afilu Tfeil Na'ami. So then she shouldn't come along even with a man. So says the Gemara, Ahani kechol chukas ha-pesach litfeila ba'alma. When the Pasuk says, kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisai, it's coming to say that even though technically the woman should be out, you have like a miut, then you also have a ribui, kechol chukas ha-pesach, just like you have on the first one, you do the same thing. So, you can't, but the Pasuk said that the woman's not included. So the answer is, it must be a middle category. The Pasuk must be saying, ish in, isha lo, for herself, but if she's going to be a tfeila, and then the Pesach Sheni, that will be acceptable. That will be the way Rabbi Yehuda will read the Pesukim. Rabbi Yasi, my time, so what again was Rashitas Rabbi Yasi? Rabbi Yasi said that she's shayich for herself, she could bring herself both Rishon and Sheni. Rabbi Yosi, my time, the Chsiv, Rishon, Michsas Nefashas, Afil Isha. Chsiv, Pesach Sheni, but he darshans Pesach Sheni differently. V'nichus ha-nefesh, him Yisrael. Nefesh, v'afilu nashim. So he says, it says, v'nichus ha-nefesh, and therefore it's including women. I, Rabbi Yehuda, had pointed out there was a pasuk that said, ha-ish, and that precludes women. V'alecheta yisoy ha-isha hu, l'miute mai, l'miute katan mikaris. No, it's coming to exclude a katan from the case of Karis. Eina Chanami, for Isha, she's going to be entirely Chai, but it's coming to preclude the Katan who doesn't bring Karban Pesach, that he doesn't have an Easter of Karis. Taisus asks, why would we have a Hava Mina that the Katan would have Karis? See, Taisus says, and this becomes a very, very important Taisus in Shas, that Taisus says, in the famous Shas discussion, about a katan who becomes a gadol in between two chiyuvim. Taisus says, we're talking about a katan who was a katan bizman Pesach Rishon, and he became a gadol for Pesach Sheni. So I would have a havim in Yichayiv Pesach Sheni, kamash malon, he's not. So this would, you know, is reminiscent to the Shaila also by Sfiras HaOmer and other Shailas. What happens if the mitzvah started in one place, he was a katan, and then it continues, and then he's a bar chiyuv. But obviously, Pesach is one type, because Pesach depends on how you look at it, vis-a-vis as a tashlumen, etc., etc. But that's Taisus Yisoid. Continues the Gemara.
But a woman does have cards?
Yeah, a woman would have cards. Yeah.
But even according to Rehuda, there's no option of Pesach Sheni,
so
if she misses Pesach
Sheni,
she's
stuck. Yeah, presumably. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon. What about Reb Shimon? So what was Reb Shimon's Shita? Reb Shimon's Shita is that Rishon, she's Tfela, Lacherim, and the Sheni, she doesn't bring it all. Ksiv Rishon, Ish. Ish in Ishalot. There it also says Ish. So since it says Ish, so then it precludes the Isha. V'chitem Yachi, I feel Tfela, Namilot. But maybe then she doesn't bring it all, even with other men. So that comes to tell you, Michsas Nefashis tells her that she is brought along. So then maybe by Sheni also she could be Tfeila. So the same drasha that was mentioned by the other Tanoim, that is what Rabbi Shimon uses. Says the Gemara, Maika Maitle, Imichi of Hashta. Rishon lo, the sheni mi boy, but what are we coming to be my? If we're talking about chiyuv, so then the she doesn't even have the rishon. So b'sheni, do you need it? Elav mitfeilo. So must be that what we're coming to preclude is to preclude her either even from tfeilo. Umay ish to come Rabbi Shimon. What about the pasuk that says ish for Rabbi Shimon? Inema, because Rabbi Shimon did say that she was shaykh to bring on the first. Inem avichlem ish selavesa voice ahumi baylech the Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar ish zaycha ve'ein katan zaycha. It's coming to tell us that ish is coming to tell us an entirely different halacha, and that is that an ish could be zaycha for acherim in general, but a katan cannot be zaycha. It can't be zaycha for acherim. That's what ish is coming to emphasize over here. Ve'elo mi ish lefi achlo. Hamid Rabbi Yosi, Savalak Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Nami Savalak Rabbi Yosi. Vahumi Boile, the Sheikh Dines HaPesach Al Yachid. So the Gemara is saying, so that if you have Rabbi Shimon that was Memayit Isha from the Pasuk Ish Lefi Achai, so then Rabbi Yosi holds that, like Rabbi Shimon, that the Pasuk of Losucha is Bochas HaPesach Ba'al Sharecha is coming to tell us that someone who Zoveach is Pesach and Abamas Yachid, like we said earlier, so then he must hold like Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi, that you shochet the Pesach on the Yachid, as we saw from his Shita earlier. So then, if that's so, then we need the Pasuk for the shochet the Pesach al Yachid. So then, how does Rabbi Shimon learn to be Mayit Isha from a Pesach Rishon? Amar Lecha, so he'll answer to you, Imkain, if you have Ish Lefi Achlo just to tell you that you shochet the Pesach al Yachid, Niftar Rachman Lefi Achloi. It should just say Lefi Achloi. My Ish, Shamis Minei Tarti. We learn from these pasuk two things. Number one, that you shochet the Pesach al Yachid from the Lashon Lefi Achloi. Number two is to be Mamayit Isha from the word Ish. Period. Says the Gemara, Kaman Azal Hodom Rebbe Lazar. Who does the follow? Now we question the sheet, how the Tanoim fit in the three mentioned Tanoim within Rebbe Lazar, that what? Isha Barishan Chova. Or Isha on the first Karban Pesach is a Chov, Ubesheni Rishus. And the second one, she's a Rishus. Vidolcha HaShabbos, and it's Dolcha Shabbos. So Rebbe Lazar holds she has to on the first. The second one, if she missed the first because she was Tamei, then she has a Rishus. But it's Dolcha Shabbos. So says the Gemara. Before we answer that question, who it's going to fit into? E Rishus, the Gemara asks, is it Rishus? Am I Docha Shabbos? Then why would it be Docha Shabbos if Karm Pesach is a Rishus? Ela Eima, so you must say, B'sheni Rishus, B'rishon Chova, V'docha is a Shabbos. So what meant to say is that this Karm Pesach Sheni is a Rishus, and it's Docha Shabbos. So Gemara asks, Kiman, who's it going to follow? Ki Reb Yehuda. It's going to follow Shitas Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that Isha is Chayavis Pesach Reishi, Rishon, and Sheni is Tfela. So what that means is it's a Rishus that if she wants, she could bring. In other words, you might not have understood that as Tfela, but that is going to be this consistent, the Gemara claims, Rishitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara now brings down another fascinating halacha. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Ein oisin chabura shekula ge'erim, Shema yidagdiku boy. You can't make a chabura full of ge'erim, because they're going to be machmir, they'll be medakdek, viviu l'day psul, and they'll bring it to psul. So here there's going to be two different pshatim, Rashi and Taisis. Rashi learns the gerim, pardon the expression, the gerim are flip-outs, the way they use today. What does that mean? That they become very, very frum, and they're going to be more machmir than necessary. They're going to passel the carbon pesach and say, it's passel for as this mum, as that mum. And what's going to happen? They're going to be machmir. They're going to bring another carbon pesach. They'll spend more money. But what will happen is the carbon will be, have to be burnt. Now, that's usur to bring kachim lebeis hapsul, unless the kachim is really passel. So the concern is that the geirim are going to be too frum. There is such a musug of too frum. So the geirim, were too from. That's how Rashi learns. Tesis finds that very, very strange. So take a look at Tesis Shemi Dakti Glovi De Basul Tema. The boy, the man, the Gerim, the Dakti Bi Yosef, the Dun, the Hadam Rinon, Komitsa Shechzik Ba Gerim, Fikusim Harbim, the Dakti Gamba Yisrael, Ubi Sharani Goris, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bishem Rabbi Yosef, Enos Chabushal Gerim, Shemetach Shem Mikul Kalim, Ein Medakdikim. The Girsa is not Shemi Daktiku, but Shemitach Shemiku Kolin, that the Gerim are Mekulkol. And this is consistent with the way we have in the end of Kedushin, that in the end of Kedushin we speak about that Koshim Gerim Kisapachas, and there you also have some who explain that the Gerim are Mekalkel. Some say differently, that the opposite, that Gerim are so Medaktik B'mitzvahs that it makes the regular Jews look bad. But here, the digduk mitzvahs is also a negative. Here, the digduk mitzvahs is that they're not following the halacha. They're being actually too machmir. Okay, so that's in regards to the gerim. So that's yudel b'di psul. Last gemara for today's daf: Tanur Rabbanan Pesach umatzah umorah berishon chova mikan ve'elch rishus. So since we've been speaking about what is a chov and what is a rishus, so here we have a very important gemara that gets involved with the question of whether you are supposed to eat matzah all 7 days. So gemara says that Pesach and matzah and morah on the first day is a chiv; all other days is a rishus. Reb Shimon Omer ba'anoshim chova b'anoshim rishus. So we continue the theme, and we differentiate between men and women according to Rabbi Shimon. So says Gemara Ahaya, what was Rabbi Shimon talking about? Ilema a Pesach. If he was talking about Karban Pesach, Pesach kol shiva miika, can't be talking about Karban Pesach, because we don't have Karban Pesach 7 days. Ve'ela a matzah umara. So you're going to say we're talking about matzah umara. Ema seifa. Rabbi Shimon Omer ba'anoshim chova b'anoshim rishus. Are you going to say that by matzah women are rishus? Lastly, Rabbi Shimon, does Rabbi Shimon not accept this famous dictum? Ha de Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar's famous dictum, Nashim Chayavos Ba'achilas Matzah. We had this earlier in Daf Mem Gimel, that women are Chayav in Achilas Matzah, Dvar Torah. Why? Shnemer Losochal of Chametz Shivas Yom, Shterosechal of Chametz, Kama, Shivas Yom Tochal of Matzahs. You're not supposed to eat Chametz, and 7 days you should eat Matzahs. And we have the explanation of Rabbi Elazar, that whoever has the iser of eating chametz, so then they have to have the mitzvah matzah, and that's of course how we paskin. Since they have the iser of chametz, yeshnan b'kumachol matzah. So it can't be that we're saying women's rishus. Ella, so you have to reread the brisa. Ema pesach matzah umar berishon chova. Pesach matzah umar on the first day it's for chov. Mikan ve'elech rishus. After the first day it's a rishus. Reb Shimon Omer. Pesach ba'anoshim chova b'anoshim rishus. Reb Shimon is more makel than the Reb Yehuda that we had above. Reb Shimon says that women are actually rishus; they don't have a chiyuv of carbon pesach. Of course, this line of Gemara seems to say that the chiyuv of carbon pesach is only to eat. Excuse me, the chiyuv of matzah is only to eat it on the first night, not the all other days. It's well known that it's said in the name of the Gra, that the Gra held that there was a kiyum mitzvah to eat matzah all days of Pesach. But l'chura, it's a little bit difficult from this Gemara, because the Gemara says, puts matzah into the category of maror. So you could learn Rishus, and this is how the Gra, Zechusa Yogan Aleinu, learned, that the Gra learned that Rishus meant that it's not a chiyuv, but there's a kiyum. But the Brisa put together the maror with the matzah. Does anybody say that there's a kiyum to eat maror on Chol Hamoed Pesach? No. So l'chura, this Gemara requires a yishuv. I'm sure the Gra had a good yishuv. This Besiyata D'Shmaya concludes Daf Tzadi Aleph in Meseches Pesachim.